Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey, everybody. What is going on? Welcome to the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast for you on this Monday. Of course, I'm Dan Bach, and we'll be talking some hoops with you here today on the show. Only a tiny little three-game slate, so this podcast is not going to be particularly long for you, but a few things we need to certainly talk about. I want to say a big thank you to our friends at Fantasy Draft. They are the great sponsor of this. If you like this show, if you like the free content we provide on the Happy Hour show, the NFL show, guess what? They're the ones putting their name on it and allowing us to do that. So make sure you head on over there. Again, their NBA roster is very flexible in terms of roster construction, which I really, really enjoy. And then on top of that, They've got their rake-free head-to-heads and 12.5% standard rake on their big game every week, where we've seen other sites go over 15, 16%. So definitely players first has been Fantasy Draft's mentality for a while, and hopefully you give them a look. And I think you would enjoy the product that they have built and continue to refine and add new features, which is great. Thanks again to them. All right, one thing I want to talk about here real quick is because it sucked, but it's just kind of a way of life in terms of growing a daily fantasy business, and that was the issue around draft last week. Yeah, I mean, we pumped them up a good bit on Roto Grinders on Sirius XM, and you know, love the product that they brought to the table. It's very different from everything else that we have in daily fantasy, and they've done a really good job listening to consumer feedback and whatnot. And of course, it was a weird day yesterday in terms of the NFL, where you had a really surprising guy out in both Zach Ertz and Leonard Fournette. We just didn't really see that coming. I think Ertz wasn't totally shocking, but Fournette absolutely was. And he was somebody who was literally drafted in every single draft that week. So basically, you know how it works there. If you've got a player who is out, they'll send you a push alert, and then you go to the app and you can sub out said player for somebody else. Well, the problem is when they sent that push alert out, God knows how many hundreds of thousands of drafts had already taken place, and all these people, I'm assuming, went to make swaps at the same time and basically crashed the site. And, you know, this is something which every daily fantasy site has gone through. FanDuel, DraftKings. I know a lot of you haven't played as long as I have, but there has been similar situations where, at least in the salary cap side of things, where people could not make edits to their lineups, you know, the final 30 minutes before lock because they just couldn't handle the volume of players. And I guess this is kind of the closest similarity we've seen. And I got to commend them. I think they're really, you know, they've always made things right. And that's the important thing. So whenever you have a problem, reach out to support and they'll certainly take care of you. But I think their overall solution was pretty solid. And basically it was, if you had Leonard Fournette and, you know, you couldn't make a swap, they were going to refund your entry fee. And if the problem you ran into are some of these bracket contests that were taking place right around the time where all the stuff, you know, was going on and everybody was just auto picking their lineups, and they did the right thing. They just voided all of those contests. And believe me, it was not a great experience. They know that, but they're going to do everything they can to make it right. So I'm not surprised. It was only a matter of time. I mean, when you spend the amount of marketing dollars that they have to bring in new players and you scale as quickly as they have, these things happen. They absolutely do. It's just how you respond to it, I think, is the most important thing. So they're clearly going to take a loss this week, but I certainly have not, you know, lost my, you know, my interest in playing there or faith that they can't get things right, I'm sure that they will and have. And last couple of opportunities, I know I was in a draft for the Grinders Party, the golden tickets. We only got like 10 of them, and we're down to the wire on that. So definitely, if you haven't played on draft already, be a little bit surprised by that. But give it a try. It's a lot of fun. Great way to pass some time. But more importantly, hopefully they got their tech right and this doesn't become an issue down the road. And I don't think it will be. They're well, well-funded company and can certainly afford to take a hit like that. So definitely wanted to add a little bit of commentary there because I know a lot of people were frustrated. Heck, I was frustrated. But then you get to the point and be like, well, at least I'm not alone. You know, everybody else is here and they're going to figure out a way to kind of make things right. So kudos to them for doing that, but hopefully the tech doesn't become a problem moving forward. It's the first one I've ever had, but it was just a matter of time for it to take place. All right, let's get to the NBA slate today. It's only three games, so it's going to be quick. It's going to be easy. It's going to be painless. And we'll start at the point guard position. We usually kind of use the setup of FanDuel for the positions just because there you're a little bit more locked in on DraftKings and on the fantasy draft. You've got a lot more flexibility. But, you know, point guard spot today, I mean, in my mock build that I went with, I think I ended up on Mike James in one spot and Tyler Johnson potentially in my other, and that was on FanDuel. Tyler Johnson, we got to wait on the news on Deion Waiters. His wife just had a baby, and he wanted to be out there for the birth of it. And I think he missed Sunday's game for that. I don't know if he's going to fly across the country here to play this game out in Golden State. If they have more games out west, then I'm guessing he would. If it's literally like the end of a road trip, then I'm guessing he might not. So we'll have to keep that out, because if he doesn't play, then Tyler Johnson on FanDuel, I think, looks like a really good option. It might be an option anyway. Obviously, you know, last game he played over 30 minutes. This is a game that's probably going to be a blowout, and he's a guy, though, who will probably play in either scenario. Like, Goran Dragic is not going to be in the game when they're down 20 points in the fourth quarter. There's a good chance that Tyler Johnson will. But there's also a good chance that Tyler Johnson could be playing in really important minutes as well, if it's a close, tight game. So I think he's intriguing today on FanDuel for the price. On DraftKings, you got to go up to 44. On Fantasy Draft at 86. It's not a bad play on those sites, but I think he could be in play regardless on FanDuel of the status of Waiters, but might be a plug-and-play if Waiters is out today. Mike James, and I think I'm going back to this well. I mean, this Brooklyn total is like 230-something, and it's just going to yield a pile of fantasy points here. And Mike James, man, talk about a rough stretch shooting. He went 1 for 10 and then 0 for 9. So he was 1 for 19 in games against Washington and the Knicks. Shot a little bit better in the game against San Antonio, but only played 20 minutes, but did jack up 12 shots in 20 minutes. The guy likes to shoot. Now, the question is it he or is it a guy like Tyler Ulis that we're looking to roster? Ulis's minutes are up, and I think there's definitely an argument to be made that maybe he's the guy who is going to kind of move into that, you know, starter's role at some point in time, but his production hasn't been very good either. 11, 21, 13, 13. Those are his last four games. So I think that it's a interesting situation here to monitor. If James is the starter, that's probably the way I'm going to go. I mean, Brooklyn is the nut matchup. So I like him a good bit. I'm off of Goran Dragic today against Golden State. I looked at last year's and not overly impressive in terms of his performance against Golden State. And I feel like this does have a little bit of blowout potential to it. And I just think there's better ways to go at point guard. And that's the problem you're going to run into with Steph Curry today as well at 10K. It's just a really big price to pay on a guy who just, you know, look at his minutes. I mean, 29, 31, 29 last three games. He needs these competitive games to play into the mid-30s. Production's been great. I mean, he made, 41, 43, 54 over the last three, but at 10K, on FanDuel. I'm not sure that's a place for me. Dennis Schroeder should be back in the lineup again, and he's their best offensive weapon out there, but Boston is the number one DVP team in the league against point guards, so I will side with somebody else besides Dennis Schroeder today. And then Kyrie Irving, again, he's fine. He's just he's not making my builds today in the current kind of makeup of it. Moving on to shooting guard. And for me, if you're playing FanDuel, it's like Devin Booker, D'Angelo Russell. I think I'm just plugging these guys in and moving on. I mean, 234 total. I think, yeah, I'd project both these guys over 40 FanDuel points today. And at 8K, 8,200, I mean, they're just, for me, the guys that I want to play today. And just kind of move on. Caris LeVert, there's an argument to be made for him, though. He's a good bit cheaper at 5,300. And I don't mind him a little bit. The minutes are not as strong as they are for some other players on this team. But if you're looking to kind of swerve in GPPs, I suppose he's an option for you. And that is, I mean, Klay Thompson against Miami, he's fine too at 7,200. I mean, yes, you run into those same risks that you do with Steph Curry, but at 7,200, he doesn't necessarily need to, you know, hit the same threshold that Curry does. He's kind of been down a little bit, 21, 27 in two of his last three. I think he can get into the mid-30s here again. He's going to jack up 16 to 19 shots. At 7,200, he is in play for sure, but more for GPPs for me. Moving on to small forward today, we've got Josh Richardson, a pretty good salary on him at 4,800, but do we trust the production? Again, we've got Whiteside back. We'll have to see on the status of Waiters. That could have some sort of an impact here, but he's been locked in minutes, 35, 32, 32, 35, so I don't think his are going to fluctuate a whole lot. I'm fine with the salary that we've got on him, 48 on FanDuel and DraftKings. I don't think he's a core play for me, but he's a guy that I'm looking at. Damari Carroll in the really tempo-up game here against Phoenix is a spot that I love because Carroll's one of the few guys on Brooklyn who is locked in on minutes here. And 6,200 feels like a big price to pay. Like, I'd rather have TJ Warren at the same price, but it also could just be plug those two guys in and move on. I think he's probably even in better deal over there on DraftKings at 5,400. Fantasy draft at 11,800 seems a little bit steep for Damari Carroll, but that $5,400 salary on DraftKings is very interesting on him. Kind of off of Jaylen Brown here. Again, I don't love this game. I don't think we need to go there. And let's see, Kevin Durant at 10-5. He's Kevin Durant. I mean, he's a really good basketball player. If you make him fit, fine. I don't know if this is the build to do it. But again, on a three-game slate, we're kind of limited in terms of the stars. He's the best player on this slate. So if you want to jam him into your lineup, you can. But you're going to suffer elsewhere. Let's see. That's probably it. I mean, Josh Jackson at 3,700. Let me see his recent logs. Like, he's a guy that got a lot of hype in the summer league and kind of the preseason, you know, rookie out of Kansas. And you know, he's been a little bit better, but he's still hovering around that 22 minutes. He played a bit more against the Knicks because that was the day that TJ Warren went out. But, yeah, you know, he's not the worst option on the board for salary relief. 43 on DraftKings, probably not as much. But on FanDuel at 3,700, I don't hate it. I think he's somewhat in play there. Moving on to power forward, and one guy we got to look at is Marcus Morris. He is back once again for the Boston Celtics, and he's back in the starting lineup, and he's, what, third game back now, so the minutes are ticking up where we'd expect, and I think he played 30 minutes this last game, and he's kind of intriguing at just 4K. I mean, that is a really low salary for him. Actually, he was at 17 and 23 minutes, so not a full load yet, but he did score 27 fantasy points and had pretty nice usage in his two games that he's played, so for salary relief today, and we're going to need it if you want to roster those big guys, I don't mind him one bit. I'm not playing Kelly Olynyk. I'm not playing Marquise Chris. John Collins is really interesting. I don't love the matchup here against the tempo that we're going to have in this game. But, man, this guy, he's not a great shooter, but, boy, can he rebound. 13, 12, 7. And this is in limited minutes. You know, 13 boards, 12 points in just 24 minutes against Cleveland. Did something similar against Houston. So I'm interested in Collins a little bit as a low-dollar guy. He is center eligible out there on DraftKings. He's 5K. I don't mind him. I just wish I wish we'd get 30 minutes of Collins, but probably not happening. Draymond at 86, all-around fine play. Looked at his numbers against Miami in this matchup against Hassan Whiteside. Not great. Like, I don't think he's one that we need to press to get into our lineups, but because the salary is up a little bit on him, 86. I mean, if we look at the salary history, and by the way, you can see the salary history on the player cards that we have on Roto Grinders, which I love. It kind of makes you see where they fall in terms of their historical setup. And of course, I mentioned that. And the page is taking forever to load, so we might just have to look. But I want to say he's been more around the 7,800, the low eights. Now he's into the mid eights. I mean, he's a guy, though, you know, who at times we've seen him get into the 9Ks. But here we go. Draymond, his, 7,600 is what his last salary was on FanDuel. And now he's 8,600. So he's gone up a full 1,000. That's interesting. Like DraftKings, he's still down there at 74, which is just 200 more than he was. But the sudden rise on FanDuel, wonder if that'll keep his ownership down. But on a limited three-game slate, he's not the worst play on the board. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, he's the other guy from Brooklyn I'm really looking strongly at today. I think he's probably going to be in my lineups at 6,700 against Phoenix. And don't be afraid to leave a little bit of salary on the table today, because and when I say that, like, normally you're not leaving like more than like, I don't know, 600 or so. But today you could probably leave like 1,000 or so to differentiate your builds, because let's face it, there's going to be a lot of kind of value guys out there in a 230 game. And, you know, you've got that other game out there in Golden State, which got a 15-point spread, probably going to be a blowout. So don't be afraid to leave a little bit of salary on the table today. I'm off of Jason Tatum. But don't mind Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. He's, you know, I mean, here's a perfect example. It's not impossible for him to outscore Draymond Green today based on the matchup and the setup. He's that much cheaper. But do you, you know, I did a build and I looked at it and I had like, 2,100 left. And I was like, oh, I can upgrade somewhere. Where do I want to upgrade? And it was like Rondae Hollis-Jefferson to Draymond Green. I said to myself, you know, are we sure he's going to outscore Draymond Green here today? Like, more, 9 times out of 10, he will. But when you look at this game, I mean, you can't underestimate how bad of defense we have in that Phoenix and Brooklyn game, that it feels like it's certainly not an impossibility. He's had 37 fantasy points in each of the last two games. And I don't think he played. These two teams met up like a week ago. Oh, yeah, Phoenix game. There it is. 37 fantasy points. Took 16 shots, 7 rebounds. Again, kind of all-around guy. He's been over 30 minutes, you know, each of the last two games, which is good for a Brooklyn player because they like to play everybody in the team for whatever reason. So I like him a good bit. All right, last spot, center. And again, on FanDuel, we're really limited on our options. Again, DraftKings, Fantasy Draft, we've got a lot of different ways. Some of those power forward guys you can slide over. I think Hassan Whiteside is very playable today. The problem is on FanDuel, he's 8,700. It's a big number. DraftKings, he's 7K, and I'm probably buying that all day long on DraftKings. I looked historically, two games last year against this Golden State team. One game was like 15 and 10, you know, nothing spectacular. But the other game, he went for like 25 and like 17. He had over 55 FanDuel points that day. And, you know, typically you wonder, are bigs going to be able to keep up? And yes, we've got the blowout risk here. I get it. I think it's minimized on that DraftKings salary, though, at 7K, and I'm willing to pay it. Again, there's going to be a lot of shots up, and this guy's just a monster in terms of the glass and going against a team that's bit smaller. I think there's a lot of rebounds potentially to be had here. So I like Hassan Whiteside a good bit. I don't think he's unplayable on FanDuel at 87, just because you got to look at the positions and be like, okay, well, we have to roster somebody at this spot. What are we going to do? And it's like Alex Len, Tyson Chandler. I mean, they're fine. I don't love them today, but like they're fine at 4,500, 4,900. I'm not playing Dwayne Dedmon. And then Al Horford at 7,500. Again, he's priced up a good bit. Like he was in the mid sixes not that long ago. So I do think he's still in play on FanDuel, especially if you think Whiteside can give you a 45 or 50 burger. That's going to really help you in terms of like just solidifying the top play at that position. And, you know, it could be that much greater than the number two guy price per dollar. So I think there's a great case to be made for him today. That's it. I'm done. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. A much bigger slate. You know, I don't know what the NBA was doing. They had like an 8-gamer on Sunday and then a 3-gamer on Monday. Come on, guys. Do better. Sunday's for football, not for basketball. But tomorrow, full slate. We'll run you through it. Again, thanks to Fantasy Draft. Thank you for listening, downloading. Be sure to check us out all week long, 1 to 2 Eastern, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. And we should be back on the pod tomorrow. Good luck, everybody. We'll see you.